Alrighty. Here at the Southern Peanut Growers Conference, I am with Randy Griggs of the Alabama Peanut Growers Association. And Randy, we have a record crowd here this year, the 14th annual event. What do you think about that?
Well, I think it's great. When we were discussing it earlier before it started, my comment was that we've got an increase in registration. We've got an increase in people attending in rooms and an increase in sponsorship and a big increase in expenses. So, but it's a good problem to have. The support has been tremendous, and I feel like this has been probably one of, if not the strongest programs that we have had. Without exception, everybody has had positive comments about the program, and that's what our intentions were when we started this conference.
Well, yeah, and you mentioned the sponsors. Really, you kept all the same sponsors from last year and added quite a few.
We're up considerably in the number of sponsors, and I think it shows support for the growers. It shows support in the future of peanuts, particularly in the Southeast. And I think the other thing that it shows is that we've become the premier conference as far as the peanut industry is concerned, and we're seeing more of the other segments of the industry in attendance, and we see a lot of companies actually combine some of their functions with ours because of the number of people and the quality of the farmers that are here.
All right. Well, that's great. Well, how is crop looking in Alabama?
We're off probably to one of the best starts we've been in 3 or 4 years. We had a better moisture in the spring, so the crop got in earlier. If we can keep getting these showers, we've got the potential to have a good crop. And after last year, I think everybody wants a good crop, but it hasn't been made yet. But as far as the prices might not be where we thought they may be, but at the same time, now they need production, and we're cautiously optimistic.
Well, at the same time, we're in the middle of farm bill negotiations. And when members of Congress and bureaucrats look at that, oh, well, they're doing really well, so they don't need our help anymore, right?
Well, it's a two-edged sword. Prices are generally high when supply is low. When supply is abundant, the market tends to drop, and I think that's part of the message we have to deliver to Congress, that just because you have a good crop and everything's cyclical and it goes in trends, and it's kind of ironic the last few farm bills have come when we've been looking at record prices, and that makes it very difficult. But we're optimistic about the farm bill. We're very appreciative to Congressman Lucas and Colin Peterson from Minnesota and their hard work, and they've stood by us, and hopefully they'll be able to sort of restore things from what we experienced in the Senate.
Now, are there any particular state issues that you're looking at of importance to the growers?
Well, no. I think all states have particular regulatory issues that may be particular to their state, but I think when you look at the Southeast and peanuts where they're grown, in the tri-state area and across into Mississippi, that basically what is an issue to one of us is an issue to all of us. And I think that, again, is what made us forming this alliance with the Federation so successful, is we able to combine our numbers, combine our efforts, and to solve the issues that impact us all.
Right, and you grow a great product, and that's good. So thank you very much, Randy, once again, and congratulations once again on a great conference. Here at the Southern Peanut Growers Conference, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.